Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
We know those Sportsman's Alliance of Maine people get up early.
It is turkey season, after all.
It is, which is... Is that why we're talking with David Trahan of the Sportsman's Alliance of Maine? We want to talk turkey this morning. This is the best morning ever. Sam has done something, David, something extraordinarily early, a pre-primary step. And, well, it's got us scratching our heads in some ways. David Trahan, welcome back. What has the Sportsman's Alliance of Maine done in the in the pre-primary, even pre-primary political season?
Normally, we wait until after the primary and midsummer to send out our questionnaires, and then we grade. And sometimes we endorse candidates. And I've been at Sam now 15 years, and this is the first time that I know of that we've endorsed a candidate so early in the election cycle. As your listeners know, Governor Mills suspended her campaign, which left Graham Plattner and Susan Collins as the two potential candidates to represent, in the general election and then possibly Maine in the U.S. Senate. We met as a board recently, and I made a recommendation that given the tremendous differences between the two candidates, Graham Plattner and Susan Collins, I recommended that we endorse her early and get out and start working for her. We have many reasons for that. Our organization, we're credible with both parties. We try to work with people. We make policy. We engage often on conservation issues. And I guess I just have to say it. Susan Collins is a professional, and I think a lot of Maine people take her for granted. She's now chair of the Appropriations Committee, and you don't do that, become chair, by accident. She has earned her way into that position. And she delivers for every community in the state of Maine. We're a big state. We're a relatively poor state with a low population. Without somebody in Congress to speak for us, for our infrastructure, our water quality, our environment, all of those things, we're just going to be a poor state and with little investment. So that's one issue, but the contrast between the styles of the two candidates, one to us is very disturbing. Graham Plattner has a history that just never stops consuming the headlines. He's a damaged candidate, and we don't think that he could lead the state of Maine as a U.S. senator. And so it was easy for us to make that choice. Senator Collins is thoughtful. She keeps her cool. She never says crude things. She's just a professional and a statesman. I do want to read for you a term I've been using a lot lately, and it's demagogue. Real quickly, I want to read what a demagogue is. A political leader who gains power by exploiting people's emotions, fears, and prejudice, rather than using rational arguments. Demagogues often make false claims, pit groups against one another, and use charismatic rhetoric to manipulate the public for personal or political gain. We think that defines Graham Plattner perfectly.
You're not the only person that has used that word to describe, and let me be careful as I say this, you're not the only person that has used that term to describe the candidacy of Graham Plattner. Maybe not the person Graham Plattner, because I think a lot of people don't know if they're seeing the real person. You're seeing the candidate. David Trahan, Sportsman's Alliance of Maine. Sam, again, extraordinarily early, a pre-primary step of endorsing Susan Collins over Graham Plattner in the race for U.S. Senate. Yes, Collins has an environmental record. Collins has a conservation record. Does Plattner have any record that you could see to stand on?
The record that I see is very disturbing. The stuff that just comes out about him. Now I'm glad you touched on this, Rick, because this is important. Graham Plattner, as a candidate, if he just came forward with no organizations behind him, would have easily fallen off the election cycle very early. But the Maine People's Alliance propped him up. He has organizations that are associated with him, that have endorsed him, that have supported him. That for me, I shake my head and I'm like, the Maine People's Alliance grabbed him as a candidate early. I think they recognized he was a powerful speaker. He was progressive. But they didn't do their due diligence and checked out his past. Well, they propped him up. They're the ones that coached him, put him in front of groups and said, talk about health care, talk about this, talk about that. So they propped him up. Maine People's Alliance owns Graham Plattner and what he is, how far he's gone in this process. Now, Ben Chin, who used to work for the Maine People's Alliance as a deputy director, is running his campaign, and he's got money coming in from Bernie Sanders groups. So, you know, their guy is out there now, and he has shown he can get support from the progressive base. He's not going anywhere. But what this is the part that shocks my board members, me personally. He insults the military. He insults women. His basically contempt for the traditional groups and organizations and individuals that are out there is just palpable. And I know, I've grown up in Maine, and I know people from one end of the state to the other. His views do not represent traditional Maine people, whether it's the military or any group, women in particular. He doesn't represent them, but yet he's continued to be propped up and say these things that are so divisive. It makes people angry, it's hurtful, and really, only way to stop it is to call out the people that are supporting him. Shenna Bellows, Troy Jackson, all of them are seen holding hands with him up in the air, proud of the fact that he's endorsing them. Call them out. They need to own it, too. They need to explain why they're supporting a man who says and does the things that he does, that in most environments would be just gross.
We read this morning that Plattner claims that as he voted early, he voted for Troy Jackson, and his other two choices were Pingree and Bellows, as you mentioned those. Talking with David Trahan, Sportsman's Alliance, I mean, you said something a moment ago that still is in the back of our minds because Janet Mills stepped away from the campaign too early. We never got to see Graham Plattner in a debate. Everything that we have seen has been, for the most part, a speech that is scripted or his controlling himself in front of the cameras with a microphone. I wonder if he gets off script, if a different Graham Plattner will emerge. Sadly, we won't really find that. I mean, dig into his past as much as you want. We're not going to find that until we get to a debate between Graham Plattner and Senator Susan Collins. And I wonder what that looks like, David.
Well, I don't know if we get that far, to be honest with you. This stuff keeps trickling out, and it gets worse as we go. I don't think it's done. I think there's more to come. The fact that Janet Mills suspended her campaign, I believe she knows that too. And there's always a possibility that she could re-enter the race if he pulled out. But as far as Graham Plattner, you think about it, he, and I don't want to make fun or demean anybody. Anybody should run for office if they want to. But it matters what you say. It matters how you've conducted yourself. He can't just turn that off when he gets on the stage and it's not scripted. Senator Collins is smart, and she's going to challenge him in debates. Whether it would have been Janet Mills would have chewed him up in a debate, because she's been there for a long time. She was an AG. She's smart, and she would have chewed him up. So will Susan, but that doesn't change what has happened. Our politics in this country have become so divisive. The candidates more extreme, and the people that are applauding Graham Plattner after what has come out about him, that's just not the Maine I know. And in my heart, I know that Maine people do not accept how he views the world as okay.
I have to ask a fair question. Did the Sportsman's Alliance of Maine give Graham Plattner an opportunity to share what qualities he would serve as a candidate? Oftentimes, organizations will sit down and interview someone, or they'll even send them a questionnaire and say, hey, fill this out, get this back to us, so we can take a look at what you bring to the table.
Yes, we did that. We sent questionnaires to three separate locations for Graham Plattner. We mailed it, and we emailed it to two different locations. We got no response whatsoever, which tells me that he either doesn't know the issues well enough or just doesn't care to discuss it with us. And that's fine. That's his choice. But we believe we have a very savvy, well-respected U.S. senator right now. And there's millions upon millions of dollars to try to rewrite her history, to rewrite her. Every time that he comes out and calls her corrupt, I cringe. There's corruption everywhere in our society. But Senator Collins, she is what she is. She's on the page right in front of you. She works hard for the state. She listens to both sides and then tries to make a decision that's best for Maine. She's in a powerful position on the Appropriations Committee. If they're successful in rewriting her history and ousting her, do you think Graham Platner can serve as the chair of the Appropriations Committee?
I think that's a question that a lot of listeners are right now answering in their own heads. David, we've used up all of our time in talking about this. And part of me wonders if we should be spending so much time talking about Platner. More about that later. But David, can we reconnect soon about what you see as being the next big issue of concern for sportsmen and women in our state soon?
I absolutely would. Northern Maine is about to be developed into a renewable energy region. And I think that's bad for many parts of Northern Maine, and environmentalists are driving it. So I want to talk about that conflict.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.